The first development permit under the McKee Neighborhood Plan in Abbotsford has been given the initial go-ahead by City Council. The project proposes that 7 properties on the south side of McKee Road across from Ledgeview Golf Club be developed into 108 single detached lots, 192 townhouses and 4 rural residential lots. In all, the development encompasses 23.75 hectares, almost 59 acres. The applicant, Morningstar Homes Limited, plans to dedicate almost 5.4 hectares, 13 acres, of that land to open space and parks, which will be transferred to the city. The development will also set aside 10 acres of land for a new elementary school. A secondary school site will be required once more development occurs in the area. Council on Tuesday, July 15, gave initial approval to a rezoning and development permit, with final approval to be considered at a later date. The lands are currently designated as the Rural Residential Zone and require rezoning to Park, Open Space and School, Compact Lot Residential, and Multifamily Ground Oriented. A staff report to council indicates that the proposed development includes a trail connection from the southwest corner of the site to the existing McKee Peak Trail at the northeast corner. The specifics of the trail network will be established in a future detailed study, the report states. Trails within the subject development are to be constructed by the developer and secured as a condition of subdivision approval, it states. The McKee Neighborhood Plan was approved by Council in July 2023, providing a framework for the development and preservation of 1,900 acres, 769 hectares, of McKee Peak on Sumas Mountain. 2 public hearings were held before Council approved the plan, resulting in dozens of people expressing concerns about wildlife protection, trail preservation and First Nations consultation. The plan envisions McKee Peak as an outdoor adventure hub that includes a mix of multifamily and commercial uses, as well as a publicly accessible green network with parks, open space, views and trails, while maintaining environmental integrity. Mayor Ross Siemens on Tuesday said the pieces of the puzzle are starting to come together. It's good to see that the planning and the thought that went into this neighborhood plan is being received well. What I see happening here is what we had envisioned, he said. Council unanimously voted to move the project to the next stage, with Count Mark Warkentin, whose law firm is involved, recusing himself from the discussion and vote due to a conflict of interest.